It's Curious City,
where we take your questions
about Chicago and the region
and investigate,
report,
explore
from WBEZ.
I'm Erin Allen. Chicago is known for its rich art scene. All you have to do is step outside to see a beautiful mural or go to institutions like the Art Institute or the DuSable Museum. This led one artist and Curious City listener to ask, what was the first art gallery in Chicago? The question took us way back to the 1840s and 50s when the city was trying to level up its image.
We know that we're known for lumber and, you know, stockyards, but we have art too.
This is Diane Dillon. She's a scholar in residence at the Newberry Library.
Chicago is finally like declaring to the world, we are not just your hog butcher.
The city was leaning into arts and culture for its glow up, and galleries were a part of that. But what even is an art gallery? Today, we think of a gallery as a space, usually with lots of blank white walls, where the public shows up to see art, and typically art for sale. But back in the 1800s, it could have been a commercial dealer or sometimes an auction house. Either way, it generally referred to a place where you could see art, which takes us to the first art gallery. Northwestern University professor Pamela Banos says, according to historical records, it all starts in 1849 with a Swedish photographer named, get ready for this, John Carl Frederick Polycarpus von Schneidau.
He made what is considered Chicago's earliest photograph of Chicago.
Von Schneidau was the first person to consistently display his art in a commercial space outside of his home and invite people to see it. But he didn't call it a gallery. So does it count? Now, there were a few other photographers with studios around this time that they did call galleries. But like von Schneidau, they mostly displayed the art they created themselves, presumably in hopes of getting new clients. Also in 1849, the Chicago Museum and Gallery of Fine Arts is open.
And they advertise themselves as like Museum of Curiosity and Fine Arts. And it's hard to know what exactly that means.
Yeah. I mean, is a museum really a gallery? The most prominent artist at this time with a gallery was Alexander Hessler. He opened his in Chicago a few years later in 1853, where he actually displayed other people's paintings.
He called his space Alexander's Studio and Fine Art Gallery.
Hessler was one of the most famous and enterprising photographers in the city. He photographed Abe Lincoln and created a few of the first panoramic-style photos of Chicago. At his space, he employed several painters and photographers and hosted exhibitions. So if you ask me, it's giving gallery. But perhaps the most official art galleryist art gallery came around in 1865. Crosby's Opera House and Art Gallery.
This, I think, is considered Chicago's first art gallery in the way we today think about what an art gallery is.
And the inside was just as immense and ornate as you would expect for a 19th century opera house.
Its main floor is 30 by 60 feet, and it has 18-foot ceilings with a skylight. It sounds incredible. And he showed paintings, and it was open to the public. This basically establishes the beginning of Chicago's cultural and specifically art entry into the world.
But there were a lot of artists whose work you would have never seen in galleries and studios around this time. Diane Dillon says where and how people saw art was often a question of gender, race, and class. I mean, slavery was still in effect until 1865.
Most of the art that we were talking about that was on display in the 1850s was the product of white men.
Wealthy white men who could afford supplies and art education, often by traveling to Europe or traveling to the U.S. from Europe. Records of art on display in Chicago by Black artists was still scarce until the 20th century. Art by Indigenous artists was often described as primitive, or it was displayed for ethnographic purposes, not as a part of an art exhibition. And art by women was usually displayed in a more temporary space. at a county fair or an agricultural fair. Unlike those pricey works in galleries, fairs were more affordable. And Diane says they often invited a broader range of art mediums.
And these were probably mostly the products of women. So they had their place in the sun at these fairs because they were making, you know, embroidery and things like that. But they didn't make it into these more commercial galleries that evolved into museums.
So here we are, almost two centuries later. Chicago's art scene looks a lot different. It's not perfect. Race, class, and gender still bias who gets access to art spaces. But with the founding of art schools and artist-run spaces in the late 1800s, the century set us up for education and artist autonomy that has defined culture in Chicago ever since. Chicago's art history is rich and deep, and the 1800s were just the beginning. Next episode, we're going to hear from a historian of African-American art about how the Great Migration boosted Black photography and carved out a distinctive space in Chicago's thriving art scene. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening.